Life Audio.
I'm Jody Nisnik, and you're listening to So Much More. In John 16:12, Jesus stated, "There is so much more I want to tell you." He then pointed to the Spirit as the one who would come, who would further his teaching by bringing his word to life for us. We're in a series on moving from anxiety to rest, and scripture meditation is an excellent way we can calm our minds and feed our souls, helping us claim the rest and peace God is offering us. So, after a quick word from our sponsors, we'll be back to do just that and meditate on Psalm 18, verses 16 through 19.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today, we are doing our scripture meditation using the Lectio Divina method. And if you haven't used this resource or tool before to meditate on scripture, I want to encourage you to pause here, go into the show notes, and you will find a link to a guided Lectio Divina journal that I have created for you. It is a free resource, and it walks you through exactly what Lectio Divina is, where it came from, what you can expect from this process, and it even gives you some space to capture notes while you do these scripture meditations. I will also guide you every step of the way here. So let's go ahead and get started. And to do that, we first want to prepare our heart and our mind and our body. So no matter where you are, I just want to invite you to take some deep in and out breaths as a way to settle yourself into this time. And as you're breathing in, invite the Lord into this space. And as you exhale, just imagine that you are handing over to God and His very capable hands anything that is distracting to you, anything that feels burdensome to you. So go ahead and take some more deep in and out breaths. And as you do, let me pray for us. Lord, we invite you in to this time and this space. We pray that by your grace and your mercy, it would become holy and sacred space. Lord, speak to us through your word. By the power of your Spirit, we ask that you would help us notice what you want us to notice in your word. And Lord, help us then to have whatever conversation we need to have with you about it. We pray that this time would lead us closer to you. We pray that you would do this for your glory, for our good, and we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today we are meditating on Psalm 18, a beautiful psalm that was written by King David. This particular psalm was written when he was in distress and he calls out to the Lord for help. And the verses that we are in describe God's coming to David's assistance and rescuing him. So the first time I read the passage for you, there is no agenda. It's just an opportunity to hear the words and know where the passage is going. So this now is our first reading of Psalm 18, verses 16 through 19. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Now, as I read the passage for you a second time, this time we want to ask the Lord to help us notice what he wants us to notice. It might be a word or a phrase, maybe even an idea from the passage. And I want to encourage you to try not to overthink this process. Just see what is it that stands out above everything else in this reading. And then hold on to that. And I'll give you some space to reflect on it after the reading. And as I read this passage, it starts with he reached down. And obviously, he is God. So I just wanted to give that one last context note to help us as we listen. So this now is a second reading of Psalm 18, verses 16 through 19. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster. But the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. So take a few moments now to reflect on whatever it is that the Lord drew your attention to and ask, how might this connect to my life right now? Now, as I read the passage for you a third time, we want to respond to God. However, he may be inviting us to respond. Sometimes it's a sin to confess, or a command to obey, or a step of trust we need to take. Sometimes it's something else entirely. So just be open to whatever the Lord may be leading you to in responding to him. After the reading, I'll give you some space to do this. So this now is a third reading of Psalm 18, verses 16 through 19. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster. But the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because He delighted in me. So take some time now to respond to God, however He may be inviting you to respond. Now, as I read the passage for you one final time, I want to invite you to hear it and receive it from a posture of rest, of heart and soul rest, remembering who God is, who He's created you to be, how deeply loved you are by Him, and the truth that He delights in you. Just like He delighted in David, He delights in you, and He longs to bring you into a spacious place. So this now is our final reading of Psalm 18, verses 16 through 19. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because He delighted in me. Oh Lord, we thank You for this beautiful psalm and the reminders that it holds for us. Thank You that just like You did for David, You long to rescue us as well. And that even though we have enemies around us who feel really strong, we serve You and You are stronger. So help us cling to that truth, remember that truth, and claim that truth. Lord, thank You that just like You brought David out into this spacious place, You are inviting us to live in a spacious place as well. So thank You for that, and thank You that just like You delighted in David, You delight in us, and You showed us this delight through Your Son, Jesus, who is the ultimate rescuer from our ultimate enemy. What a gift. We praise you for this truth. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, I want to invite you to join me in listening to the Companion Podcast, where I have a thoughtful conversation with Ashley Hales. Ashley is a writer and a speaker, and she hosts a podcast called Finding Holy. And we talk about how God invites us to live a spacious life, which is based off her book called A Spacious Life. So obviously she's done a lot of thinking about it and she has a lot of great insight for us. So I hope you'll join me for that conversation. And I also want to take a quick moment to thank the team of Life Audio for their partnership with us in this podcast. And if you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts that are in their network. Shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, even this one on scripture meditation. So thanks again for joining me on So Much More, because we really do believe Jesus has so much more to say to us. And this is one way we are creating space to listen.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.